Eagles and the Patriots Steelers have in common? They all play this Sunday beginning at 1:30 during the NFC-AFC Championship Games on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:18 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. Good afternoon, everybody. Get into a little cowboy talk with the Mickaroo. We call that the Ranch Report. And it'll be coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Also, we got community quick hits tonight at 6:10. I believe we have a very special guest, right?
The most controversial political figure in Dallas right now is coming up at 6:10.
All right. Well, right now, it's 5:19 here on The Ticket.
Happens to every one of us. But nobody likes to talk about it. But he's gonna ask you about it anyway. And you will not know what to say.
Tones of Like Ward Zevon, Usher, Dirty Diarrhea Man, It's in Your Hand, into the room. Hi there.
Hi, Diarrhea Man.
Hey.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's good to see y'all.
You don't sound very eager to ply your craft.
No, I can't wait for you to hear this interview.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Think you might have hit a home run with this one?
Oh, I don't know. It's just funny. It's just...
Well, now, you've only been on here once.
No, I think I've done it like 3 times, but it's been a long... It's been like a year, because basically I forgot who I was, I guess. I forgot that I existed.
I thought you'd only done this once.
No. I know I've done it more than once.
Well, why don't you tell everybody exactly what it is that you do and what craft you ply?
Well, you see, I have 2 loves in this world. Sports.
Yeah.
And diarrhea.
Why do you like diarrhea so much?
He's fascinated by it, Hammer. Aren't you? And how it affects the professional athlete.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll go to a professional athlete and ask them very good generic sports questions, because that's what I like to do, and then I will take the biggest left turn that there is to take with diarrhea questions. And trust me, there is no bigger left turn than that. When you've got a guy sucked into a generic interview, and then you shoehorn that subject in, and the look on their face is so priceless.
He thinks he's going to be talking about how much better the team's playing now, and how well things are going, and how, you know what, we can still contend in this thing. And then all of a sudden, what happens? He gets asked about diarrhea.
Right. And the goal is to get him to say diarrhea. That's really the ultimate goal. Whatever else happens after that is pretty much gravy.
So to speak.
Right.
If you will.
So today I went down to the Washington Wizards shoot-around. They're in town to play the Mavericks. And I found the guard... I don't know if he's a point or a two, Juan Dixon.
Oh, the former Maryland director.
Yes. Was he the MVP of that?
Believe he was.
Final Four?
Believe and a turp. He was. He led them to
what? A turp.
Oh, what said a turd?
No, turp.
Led them to the national championship a couple years ago.
Do you know also that the teammate on there, Steve Blake, plays for the Wizards?
Remember the white point guard?
Yeah.
He's on the Wizards.
No, so I didn't know that.
The backcourt for that team are both, they were both there today. So, that's all you need.
All right, let's listen to Diarrhea Man with Juan Dixon.
All right, your winning streak got snapped last night, but still you guys have had to be pretty pleased with what's been going on around here lately.
Yeah, we're a very confident team. You know, we struggled against San Antonio last night. They're one of the best teams in the NBA. We was missing one of our leading scorers in Larry Hughes. So just got to continue to play hard, play well. We're off to a strong start this year, and hopefully things keep going our way.
How much has the confidence grown here in the last month or so?
Yeah, we're a completely different team from last year. You know, with the addition of Antoine Jameson and some free agents, we definitely have a different look this year. You know, guys are playing with more confidence, and most importantly, guys believe that we can be one of the top teams in the league.
Antoine was here last year, and, you know, everybody knows what he did here. Basically the same thing that he did here doing for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, most importantly, he's providing that leadership role. Something that Stack and Leighton provided last year, but, you know, Antoine's that locker room type guy that you need. You know, he doesn't cause a lot of havoc in the locker room. And for the most part, he's a good kid.
Talk about your struggle with diarrhea and how it's, you know, changed your life.
Diarrhea? With what?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
I'm with the FDDA, the Food and Drug and Diarrhea Association. Our goal is to dig out the diarrhea and everyone, and we've targeted you as a problem. Is this...
I'm good.
What?
Diarrhea? What are you talking about, man?
Your teammate, Steve Blake, at Maryland and here said that you had your own splatter-proof toilet at Maryland and here. Is he lying?
Oh, he lying, man. Don't lie. Hey, Blake, the hell are you talking about, man? Come on, man. I don't believe Steve Blake, man.
Diarrhea?
What the hell are you talking about?
So, who gave you the nickname Doodoo Head?
Dang. Hey, you want my shoes? Who gave me the nickname Doodoo Head? Doodoo Head. I don't know. I'm the cleanest person on the team. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You're not Doodoo Head?
Oh, no way.
No way.
All right, Juan, I appreciate it.
Oh, dear. Well, if your goal was to get him to say it, you succeeded.
He said it like 5 times.
Diarrhea.
In like 5 different ways.
It sounded like he grabbed the mic away from you and shouted.
He yelled it one time.
Screamed it into the microphone.
I think he realized after like 3 times saying diarrhea, finally went like, diarrhea?
That was funny.
Boy, how shocked he must have been.
He's the cleanest person on the team. How can you call him Doodoo Head?
Now, what happened after the microphone was turned
off? Well, it's so funny because I was going to tell him what was going on, you know, but he took it upon himself to go find Steve Blake, who he thought gave me some inside scoop on him having diarrhea or something.
So you got the hell out of there?
So I just ran out of there, yeah, because he was going straight to Steve Blake. I got out of there quick.
Gosh.
It's really hard to keep a straight face, too.
How do you?
It's really, really hard to be serious about that, to tell him I'm from the Food, Drug, and Diarrhea Association. And our motto is to dig the diarrhea out of everybody.
And what association were you with last time?
The F... What was it?
The NRDA.
Yeah, the National Rifle and Diarrhea Association.
Oh, my God.
You guys have to remind me that I exist because I forget, so I'll
maybe next time you can be from the FFDA, the Future Farmers and Diarrhea.
Maybe
there you
so.
Go.
Maybe so.
Man, I salute you because your craft is difficult.
It is.
If you forget who you are, would you please send your good buddy over here, Bob Tatanka Jones?
Oh, I hear he's has a drug problem. He's not going to be able to join.
He can get help. I saw him a couple weeks ago.
I did, too.
No, you did.
He didn't talk
to
me.
Yeah, I did, too. Well, what about your other buddy? In fact, I saw him up here. What about your other buddy we haven't seen in a long, long time?
Who?
Classic rock guy.
Oh, yeah.
He died, didn't he?
I think he OD'd, too. That sucks.
No, I think he just requires too much work.
Well, he does, man.
All right.
Diarrhea? Nice.
Gosh. Now, what was
was it like the first time you whipped diarrhea out?
Well, because normally, normally they don't look at you while they're answering questions. They're kind of just staring off in the distance, you know, but I'm always eye to eye with them. And then you bring that up, and the head just turns immediately and stares at you with
diarrhea?
Yeah, with that look. Really inquisitive, like going, what the hell?
Wow. Man, I feel for you.
Good times.
Your job is not easy.
No, it's not.
You know that?
No.
And you're damn good at it,
man.
Thank
you. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Diarrhea, man.
Diarrhea?
And Juan Dixon. The Reg Report is next.